Mike McFeely outdoors on a Saturday morning on the mighty 790 KFGO. This truncated, shortened edition of the program is going to give way at the bottom of the hour to some other program here. So let's get her started. Let's get her done. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, is our next guest. His appearances on this program each and every week, sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Hello, Jeff Katzer. Are you crumpling paper in the background, or what are you doing at Woodland Resort right now?
Oh, I'm sorry you busted me. I was getting a bag of ice out, already, putting all of our waters on ice and our suntan lotion on ice and our, well, it doesn't really pay for bug spray, but yet, but it will pay. We have a huge sandfly population right now, but they don't bite. They just fly in your ears and your nose and your mouth when you talk too much. It's a good time.
It's the same. Well, so your mouth is full of sandflies
all the time. Yes.
Wow.
I've gained a lot of weight, a lot of protein.
The sand flies, a couple of years ago, I hit it just right up at Devil's Lake, and my entire pickup boat and everything else were covered in a layer, about an inch thick layer of sand flies. It was, it's quite the hatch to see.
It is, it's like little clouds of them. I mean, just huge clouds of them. You drive through and it's like, you got to almost stop, get out the ice scraper.
Yep. Yep, yep. Does that affect fishing on Devil's Lake when all those things hatch?
I was going to tell you that it did until yesterday. I mean, we did. This is Friday morning that you and I are doing this, just to let people know it's not Saturday morning that we're talking. But on Thursday, we had 40-plus mile-an-hour winds. Remember how windy it was?
Yes, I do.
We absolutely lit them up. It was just goofy. We caught, get this, we talked about this, too. There's a lot of things we talked about that happened. We caught a female that was just full of eggs. As a matter of fact, the two guys from Liftmaster from Chicago, Illinois, caught these fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're larger fellas. So my caption was, nothing in this picture is small. This fish was 25 and a quarter inches, and she weighed 6 pounds.
Oh, I saw that one. Did you? Yeah. The belly on that thing was, it was like it had swallowed a softball.
It is. And you know what? I've learned from a little bit of ridicule on me posting pictures that now I have a golden rule, so I know exactly the length, and a digital Rapala scale. And I'm taking pictures of that stuff, so nobody can say that old Jeff Katzer is photoshopping.
That's ridiculous. That's not a 26-inch walleye, Katzer. You're a hack.
I can completely see he's holding the Diet Coke bottle 18 inches away from the...
Remember that from last winter with the perch? Yeah.
That Diet Coke bottle is way in the background.
No, it's really not.
No, the best one was that pike I released. And by the way, just in from yesterday, meaning Thursday, the largest northern pike I've ever seen alive was on my client's line, yes, on a mimic minnow yesterday. And it didn't break the line. We fought it, and I had no idea how I'm going to get it in the net. we're talking 46 inches all day long because we kind of got a goofy measurement off the side of the boat. And he's playing it perfectly, and it just spit the hook back at us.
Uh-oh.
And it's now swimming again. But, you know, normally on the pike, I'll just grab them behind, you know, the gill plate and just hoist them in instead of getting my net all slimed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. He was wide. So, jeez. Yes, the guys from Liftmaster out of Chicago, Illinois, they're having a great time up here. They've been here for a couple of days. And now we're just fishing for fun, just catching and releasing. And he's like, Katzer, isn't this a sin? Every time we put like another 18-inch walleye back in the water. I'm like, no, it's the law.
Yeah, no, we have to do that. It's what is Liftmaster?
Liftmaster is garage door openers.
Oh.
Kent Lawrence, a.k.a. T-Bone, as everybody has called him since he was a little kid. He's now a really big kid. And they come every year. They bring 8, 10, 12 guys. They stay for 4 or 5 days. And they have an absolute blast here. It's just, we get a lot of that repeat groups like that that come and love it here and just keep coming back. You know, they requested Zippy and Tom and Nick and myself. Every year we get to take them out. We have just a blast. They put a couple of bucks on biggest fish. And it's kind of a yell fest back and forth when we're close. I mean, you know how we kind of fish, bobber fishing and then casting plastics and the whole ball of wax. So today will be an interesting day because we just can't keep anything.
So do they talk like they're from Chicago? Do they talk like George Wendt playing, you know, hey, the Bears, Ditka? Do they do that?
Oh, you know what? It is absolutely hilarious. And they know exactly who to butter up at the resort. They brought my wife. If anybody's ever heard of this, they'll know what I'm talking about. Garrett's Popcorn out of Chicago. It's amazing. I mean, there's a line there on Michigan Ave to get it. I know. I've been in the line.
Me too.
Have you?
It is
amazing, isn't it? So there's a whole case of that here now.
Oh, did they bring you the Chicago mix with the cheese popcorn mixed with the caramel corn?
It's all three of them are in there.
Oh, because the best is you stand in line at the Garrett's Popcorn Shop on Michigan Avenue, and then you have them make you a fresh batch of Chicago mix with the fresh, warm caramel corn and the fresh, warm cheese popcorn. And it is me and Michelle and Emma will run through a burning building to get that. It's fantastic.
I didn't know that. You know what? We may ship some down to the McFeely household. By the way, boys and girls, listen up. Here it is. Last week, Jeff Katzer made a statement on the radio that Michelle McFeely will catch a fish. I guarantee it. On Devil's Lake, and guess what? I watched it happen.
We did really well in the pike. We caught 50 northern pike, whatever the heck it was, but we could not catch a gall dang walleye. But she did. She caught, you know, a bunch of pike by herself, and we had fun. But you were right. You made the dream come true. So congratulations.
I was really nervous because Mike's right. Not every day is roses here. I mean, we work our buns off many days. And that day when Mike came out, it was after 12 or 1 o'clock or something. I think I texted you, I only had 4 or 5 walleyes. And the pike were on fire. That day I took off 300 pike. I absolutely had to. I was wiped out. But we just kept moving around. I moved all around you and across the lake and in other bays. And boom, we popped out our limit of walleyes, thank the Lord. And away we went. But those calm days like that have been just a killer. I mean, now this, you know, being today is pretty calm again today, so we'll have to see how that works. But we always work. That's the greatest part. And what's been working, boys and girls, and I've been watching all over the place, all the coolies, all the shorelines, they're catching fish like crazy. The white bass are showing up. They're nice and big. They're plastics, leeches, crankbaits. Pretty much you can throw a potato chip in the water. This is the time of year that we love, and then the fish are going pretty good. Main Devil's Lake, the main big part of the lake, is still a little bit slow. I believe it's clarity of the water. It's very clear. So just get back into these back bays. Don't be afraid to fish 2 to 3 to 4 feet of water. My fish yesterday came out of 3 feet of water, no deeper. And that was with like 2-foot rollers blowing in on top of it.
Say, just about a minute left here, Jeff. But speaking of Warrior Boats, next weekend, 1 week from today, is going to be a very special weekend for Warrior Boats. I'm going to come up on Thursday night, hopefully do my show, my daily show Friday from Woodland Resort and talk a lot about Warrior Boats that day.
Exactly. We're going to have a drive-in right here at Woodland Marine. You're going to be able to drive any one of the Warrior Boats that they have out. My 29, you'll be here. We'll have 203s here. We'll have everything here. We'll also have Avalon pontoon boats and Crown Line boats. So it's going to be a big thing. We're going to have a cookout. We're going to have everybody kind of hang out. Hopefully the weather is really good. We also kind of have another dealership come with different kind of boats so you can compare back and forth whoever it's going to be. You know, I don't know if Pat Kovach will be up here. He normally does show up for those. So, yes, it'll be a good time. That'll be next Saturday starting at 9 a.m. and going till 5 p.m. And we're going to blow out a whole mess of sales on Avalon pontoon boats. So if you're looking for a pontoon or a warrior, get your buns up here. It'll be fun.
Okay, excellent. Jeff, got to run. We're out of time. I'll talk to you later. And folks, we'll talk to you next week on Mike McFeely Outdoors. See you then. He can't even bait a hook.